And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Range Days. I'm your host, Dan Edwards, or Canadan Golf on Twitter. And with me, as always, for the 2020 installment of Range Days, James Miles, a.k.a. J-Man. You can find him on social at
J-Man underscore THP.
Same as it was the last time. James, thanks for coming with thanks for coming with me on this journey to talk about Cobra King Forged Tech. And before we get into that, I want to say it feels good to be on Range Days wearing my Puma Range Days hoodie. I think they named it after me, and that's totally fine.
Look at that convenience there. That's perfect.
James, we are talking about King Forged Tech today. Cobra's basically telling a huge story in hollow body this year and doing it their own way. We've discussed these on the THP forum in the community for quite some time now. They have some significant lore going on with the way that people are hitting them. What do you know about King Forged Tech? You have a set and you play a set.
I was about to say, I know they're in my bag in my car. So I don't know if we've seen an iron in a while. Well, there's been a couple, but from Cobra, I don't think we've seen an iron like this that's kind of achieved cult status really, really quickly. And I don't mean cult in a bad way. I mean, everybody's talking about it. When you have the tagline, though, classic look with crazy distance, it's got to be something special.
So I have some technological elements on the screen for those who are watching along. For those who are listening, James, what are we looking at here when we talk about the technology built into Cobra's King Forged Tech?
So you're talking about a hollow body design iron, which is the kind of the trend of everything else, but Cobra put a heavy emphasis on making sure it still has that muscle back look, as they refer to it as. But with the hollow body design, you're going to create a more playable situation for shot to shot. Lower CG overall, it's easier to manipulate weight with the hollow body in it. They filled that with what they're referring to as foam microspheres, which still allow acoustics and feel, and actually improve the acoustics and feel, so we avoid some of the pitfalls that we've seen with some hollow body irons. And they also don't take away from the face flexion and ball speed creation. More than that, you get the use of tungsten, specifically up to, I believe, the 7 or 8 iron. So the overall package mixed in with a power shell, it's a forged power shell face, which is allowing them to expand the sweet spot overall. So when you do the breakdown of it, every single iron in the set, if you're going 4-through pitching wedge, has a hollow design. Even into the gap wedge, actually, you have power shell in every single iron. You have foam microspheres in every single iron, and you have tungsten in the long irons until they segue into the scoring irons.
So we need to talk about Range Days as a whole before we really get going talking about King Forged Tech beyond the data or beyond the design. Range Days is a concept that was created last year to create some neutrality in the experience. Our goal is to take, and we are lucky enough this year to go to Club Champion headquarters up in Chicago, Illinois, hit a ton of irons with the same shaft, creating no variables between heads, and really getting a chance to experience what that technology brings to the everyday golfer. Now, it's 5 shots. I don't get redos as much as I'd love to have them. It's a couple swings to warm up, and the rest is just go, and let's see where it takes us. Lots of smirks, lots of sideways looks at James, who's hiding behind the camera up, utilizing the wonderful Forza GC Quad, outstanding product. And we have the down the line view right here, right now, James. Having watched the video, having experienced this firsthand with me up there at Club Champion, what is your initial thought, especially when it comes to, and I'm going to lead you into this, sound?
Probably, we've recently done one on the HMBs. I mean, they're the two best sounding, feeling, whatever you want to call it, sound is feel, hollow body irons I've ever hit. I think you agree.
I would have an incredibly difficult time telling you anything otherwise. I think Cobra has started to create a little bit of a personal profile in that sound is inherently important in their build process. We've seen products in the past. I mean, I gamed a super game improvement iron from them last year, purely based on the fact that it performed in the four iron slot and sounded close enough to the rest of the clubs in my set where I didn't feel like I was hitting a different club, if that makes any sense. And I think they've really carried that over into Kingforge Tech, and it blew me away. This is not my first experience with the product. We've had events for THP previously, experiences where Kingforge Tech was present, and it blew my mind. It almost to the point where I was hitting shot after shot, and I said, I'm either hitting these incredibly well, or the product just creates an extremely satisfying sound each time you hit it. And I'm not used to that with a hollow body iron. That really took me by surprise, James.
No, and honestly, that feedback from that event and that experience is exactly why I pre-ordered my set. Because we've known each other long enough and we know what each other likes long enough that when you were kind of gushing about that consistently and it didn't vary and you hit it on over a couple of different days, it kind of told me to take a chance on them. And I think a lot of people have followed suit. On THP, I know a lot of people have followed suit.
Now, it's funny you say that, because a big part of the club buying process anymore is fitting. Now, you took a chance, and I'm glad you did. You've since made some modifications to improve the experience for you, which is great. The one thing we really didn't do at Club Champion, and you'll see this as the data starts to be brought up on screen, is we didn't fit the club to my specs. I think they might have been a couple degrees flat. That's going to be present in all shots that we show here, the toe down a little bit. The beauty of Club Champion is they will fit you on the fly. They will modify clubs on the fly for you. It's a really wonderful process. And it's something we were hitting a lot of shots, rapid fire all the way through the day, James. And if I have one regret for Kingforge Tech, is that we didn't do this, because I think changing this maybe 1 or 2 degrees upright would have told a totally different story than what we're looking at down the range here, which is a little bit of a fade bias.
Yeah. And, but at the same time, I think seeing it, I mean, seeing the numbers like this, whenever the fit was a little bit off, just in lie angle though, right? Because I mean, we were able to streamline shaft selection with the UST Mamiya 95 Proto. So you got that aspect of it. So we really, honestly, kind of worked to see what the head's going to work out with a little bit more. Yes, the numbers would have been more obnoxious for you if they would have been bent probably 2-3 degrees upright from where they were, because I think they were a couple degrees flat.
So I think it's a good opportunity here to move into a couple of my bad shots, see where they were falling around the head. And the first one is actually dead center from a vertical perspective, James, but 13 millimeters towards the toe. Now, this one did fade a little bit, and it probably had one of the lower ball speeds of the group at 125 mile an hour. But the efficiency is still relatively good at 1.31. And the backspin on a toe shot, I think, is right in line with what you can expect. It's down. It's at 4,200. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, no, I think that's what you would expect from a design like these. Whenever you're talking about an iron set that is still going to be on the lower spin side anyways, you catch something out there, even with the hollow body mass, the power shell face, and the way everything's been moved, you're still going to see a drop. But to be real, I mean, you hit it with 25.5 degrees aloft at impact of it all, so we still see a 19-degree launch angle. So at 19 degrees with 4,200 spin, I mean, you're talking about an ideal descent angle still.
Yeah, and I can tell you from on-course playing, I've not had one single problem with this, the clubs ricocheting off the green and plummeting forward into sure death behind the green. That's flyers. Definitely not been my experience yet. Flyers, if you will.
Hot spots.
But I like that we're experiencing a little bit of reduced spin here, because by design, additional spin is going to reduce the overall distance. And when you have an opportunity to say, well, I hit it on the toe and the efficiency wasn't as good and the ball speed wasn't as good, but the spin was lower. So I actually got my number a little bit more than I thought I would when when it came down to how far the ball actually flew.
Yeah, the spin's the save, because, and it's weird to say that, but if we do see the higher spin number by 1,000 RPM or whatever else on that spot, you're going to get more of the gear effect off of it with that miss. So it kind of it stabilizes everything.
So why don't we move to my second shot, the furthest, second furthest shot away from the center of the head. This is kind of the opposite, really. It was almost dead center from a lateral perspective, but actually 11 millimeters low. And I think the biggest thing to notice here right out of the gate, James, is that expected spin increase to 5,700 overall backspin.
Yeah, we see a jump overall to that, to hit that 5,700 number. And with as low on the face as it is, I think it's a good sign of the overall balance of it, because even then, I mean, you hit it with 23.7 degrees of loft. So we actually get the loft down a little bit on this one. And that's why this ball was hit really hard for a miss.
And that is the big secondary story here, is the ball speed is actually all the way up to 135 mile an hour, which, if I'm not incorrect, is my second fastest ball speed with these heads. Efficiency is at 1.38, which I believe to be very strong for a 6-iron. Yeah. Club head speed has obviously improved quite a bit. What I really like about this, and what I noticed about the last shot as well, is my face to target is actually quite close to being the same. So sometimes you can say that spin would be different based on the fact that you leave your hands or the head open or closed when you drive into the ball, but it's actually quite neutral here. So you are seeing a little bit of spin variety as you move around the face. What isn't a problem here is with that extra backspin and that improved efficiency. Once again, we're going to see a number, while I hit this quite well, we're going to see a number that's close to what I would expect and hope for with a good strike.
Oh, it's consistency in an inconsistent strike location.
Yeah. So why don't we move into a couple of the better shots or better swings on the head? And what's interesting, James, and we're calling these better shots, we aren't that much closer to the middle of the face here. It's more about the result, I think, that tells the best story. Now, this is 8 millimeters towards the heel for those listening, and 3 millimeters low. So we are still kind of that 11 millimeter away from the center of the head concept. The face to target is still very much the same. The ball speed, though, retained at that 133. So we're only really losing 2 mile an hour ball speed, which isn't a ton. Mm-mm. But again, you get into that lower spin, which improves the overall distance.
Well, I mean, again, and this compared to the first one that we talked about where we're toe side, we saw a spin control, a drop in spin. On the heel side now, we see the same thing. And like we said there, it's going to help keep things down the line where you want the ball to be, with a little bit less gear effect overall from it. The bigger story to me on this one is you get the face as square as you do, you catch it as inside as you do, and you're still able to produce a launch angle. I mean, 19.1 on this strike on the inside of the club face is impressive. It's eye-opening.
Yeah, and I hope those who are able to watch have noticed the toe down 2.7, 3, 3.5. It's been very consistently down. So again, when we look down the range, we saw a lot of little fades, and it's kind of inevitable when you have the toe down, and that once again falls on me to properly fit myself when I go out there. So I don't think that there is a real fade bias to these heads. I think it truly was an experience where, had I made a slight tweak to what was there, I would have seen shots that were, if not dead down the line, then maybe with a little bit of draw. Would you agree, James?
Yeah. And I think both of us, I mean, we can glean a little more off this with both of us having hit these irons outside of the range day situation. To me, and I can't speak for you, they're easy to turn over. I mean, that's not an issue whenever you've got the proper lie angle. So yeah, I wouldn't call anything about these fadey or fade bias.
So let's move on to the part where I catch the most grief on the THP forums for it's my best strike. I don't know why I do, but I do. So this is 1.41 efficiency, James. We are still a little bit low on the face, which, you know, that happens at 8 millimeters down. We are still in the middle, but almost 137 mile an hour of ball speed off a 6-iron. Give me your most basic thoughts on 137.
I hate you. beyond that, though, no, for real, to be able to produce that much ball speed. And yeah, sometimes we see a ball speed jump on lower strikes, right? But with the numbers, which I know some of you guys can't see, but it was hit at 22.6 degrees of loft. So the face is actually de-lofted compared to some of our other strikes, which makes it more impressive that we still end up reaching the apex we do. And you produced low on the face. Yeah, spin jump. Okay, it's 5,000 RPM. I mean, that's the wheelhouse of where you would want to see this.
What appeals to me, James, and obviously those who are digesting this are digesting this at a pace that they're doing, whether they're choosing to watch some of the other Range Days videos is entirely up to them, and I hope they do get a chance. What I've noticed as we run through these and as we record, I do believe that 137 is probably my highest ball speed. And what I notice mostly about that is it's not my fastest club head. So no. That is really a testament to the design in these hollow body irons. And, you know, that could be a blanket thing for hollow bodies across the board. But this combination of design and implementation has clearly proven to promote some exceptional ball speeds.
I mean, the hollow body trend, if you will, is there for a reason. I mean, the design works if you can get the rest of the package together. And you caught this a little bit low, and it's been a while since we were there, but I mean, with these irons, you would expect in typical hollow body iron, if you caught one low like that, it's going to sound terrible and probably feel terrible. And that's not the case with this. I think the power shell design, since Cobra has initiated it in some of their older irons, I mean, it works and it creates consistency and feel.
Well, as we move into the final data profile, from a viewing perspective, we'll try and break this down for those who are listening via podcast. And again, thanks for tuning in. We have some averages here, James, 5 shots. We have some pretty interesting averages overall. Obviously, we had one ball in that 125 range for ball speed driving down the overall average. But to be at 133 or around 133 pretty consistently across 5 balls is, I think, again, the biggest story to be told here from a performance perspective.
I mean, yeah, you're dealing with that. Not only that, the spin number is the other part that always stands out to me on this one. I mean, we're averaging right around 5,000 RPM, which with a modern hollow body 6-iron, right? 26 degree 6-iron in the case of the Forged X. I mean, that's a good wheelhouse of spin. Because the reality is most people don't produce 6,000 for a 6-iron or anything else like that anymore. But to hit 5,000 in a hollow body design, it's different. You don't see a whole lot of hollow bodies that can do that.
And we also have a launch angle of almost 19 degrees on average. It seemed like there were a couple that I really drove the head in a little bit late and got to that 17.1, 17.8. But the average really seemed to be in the lower 19s, which promoted a pretty significant peak height and descent angles of right in and around 50 degrees, which again is a testament to the design itself to allow and promote this kind of launch overall, but also guarantees, at least for my swing, that when I go out there and use this kind of backspin to my advantage, especially playing in the wind, which usually is my nemesis, James, in this case, I have no fear whether wind or not, that my ball will land pretty aggressively on that green, and it might not spin back the way that for lack of a better word would be sexy to some. It does promote that real pancake profile, which means I can hit to a number and trust that it will be there when I get up to the green.
Yeah. I mean, that's a sack of flour. When you reach into that 48 to 50 plus range, that's going to hold whatever green you're going to hit it into, barring the green being asphalt.
James, what I really liked about this club head, and we really haven't touched on it at all. Normally we don't talk about distance because the intent of Range Days is to discuss the performance aspects of a club. But from a distance perspective, I really, really lean on the fact that I went in between 190 and 204 yards. So we had 201, 193, 195, 204, and 190. That is really consistent considering how much of the face I used in those 5 swings. Now, some of our heads we've done during Range Days, we tried to hit on the toe and the heel. It is what it is. To have only 13, 14 yard difference and that kind of variety from a six iron, especially at that distance, that is another big testament to the retention of that speed across the head.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're seeing the hollow body design become what it is in golf right now. And the race is to see who's going to do it the most efficiently from all perspectives, right? I mean, because looks matter, feel matters, sound matters, spin matters, all of it matters. And Cobra hit it hard on this one.
So I think we need to really wrap this up by talking once again about sound. I don't think I've said enough about it already, because despite all the information we've run through, despite the consistency across the face, I still think the story and what Cobra's gotten so right that maybe some others haven't yet is the quality of a sound off a hollow body iron. I mean, this is a product where you go out and you hit it one, let's call it on the screws as it were, and you want to do it again. And for Cobra, I think you can do it again a lot more than you would anticipate with other irons. It blew me away, and it continues to blow me away as I hit them with how good they sound.
No, it's the most addicting feature of it, because you finally see something that gives you the performance traits of hollow body and moving all that mass around, but you don't feel like you're leaving something from a personal preference that you have to have. I mean, I'm a big sound guy, you know that. And if it doesn't sound good, I'm not going to play it. And these have been fighting for my bag for a while now.
Now, the last thing we should talk about that we haven't really touched on yet, James, is there is a one length option for these irons. They've decided to include Kingforge Tech in their one length offerings. Breaks my heart. They chose yellow for the standard and my wonderful blue for the one length. However, it is great that golfers who are choosing to utilize that concept to have additional clubs to be doing it with. And I think this is a great set for those who want to play one length to jump into and get that experience that they might not get elsewhere.
Yeah. Cobra's on. I mean, they've been pushing the envelope for some time on that. We know the Bryson effect, right? Of one length and what one length's done. But it's beyond that. I mean, don't forget these also come with Arcos. So your either set is going to be Arcos enabled, which is a lot of bang for your buck, because the set of 4-3 pitch and wedge is what, $10.99? I believe it's $10.99.
It's pretty outstanding. So in summation here, Cobra has created a club that is competitive in both performance and sound. From my perspective, they offer a number of different features, as James has already mentioned, to better control your experience with your game. I don't know. There's much more to say here, James, other than I think we both, based on the fact that we have sets in our own house with which to play, we are encouraging golfers to go out and hit them and tell us about that. We obviously have the comment section here. So if you haven't already, please like the video and discuss with us in the comments what you think about Kingforge Tech. Subscribe for more Range Days videos, because we will continue to do these as the year progresses. But we also have a great forum community where we discuss products like this, just about every golf conversation you could ever have. So if you are not already enjoying being a THP member, please take a look at the forums and join us in conversation, because I can guarantee these two faces are going to be in there discussing how great these irons are. James, thank you so much for joining today. Is there any parting thoughts you have for Kingforge Tech from Cobra?
Go hit them.
You heard it there first. Enjoy it.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.